Hello, this is Pastor Cecil A. Thompson, and this is Blessings from the Heart. This is a special day and a special message. July 10th, 69 years ago today, was the day that I joined my heart with the heart of my precious, precious wife, Joyce. She has been with the Lord now for 6 years. Over 6 years, 6.5 years. And over those years, I have learned what love is all about. Well, I have been in the school of learning what love is all about. And as I have counseled couples prior to marriage, The example that I give to husbands especially is this passage from Ephesians chapter 5, verses 25 and 26. Husbands, love your wives just as Christ also loved the church and gave himself for her, that he might sanctify and cleanse her with the washing of water by the word. What an example. We are to love in the same way that Christ loved the church, the way he loved us who have become his children. I can remember when our kids were small, we would play a little game, I love you this much, and just have the thumb and the forefinger and be close to each other, of those two being close to each other, and then I love you this much, and we kept getting wider and wider until we would stretch our arms as far as we could, and we would say, I love you this much. And in that final capacity, our arms would be stretched as far as we could reach from one to the other. And that's the way Christ loved us, on the cross. His arms stretched as far as the soldiers could stretch them, and then nailed on that cross. We as husbands are to love our wives in the same way that Christ loved his church and gave himself for her. We are to follow the example. There are instructions that are given to wives, but for today, I want to look at the example to husbands. How are we loving? What kind of sacrifice do we make? Are we more interested in what will please us than what will please our wife? I can honestly say that the most precious thing that I strived to achieve in the years of marriage was to make my wife happy. I would do things to bring a smile on her face. I would give sometimes when it was not convenient to give. During the final days of her life here on earth, I was her caregiver. I had to do things for her that were, and some people might call them demeaning, but they were precious to me because of the love that I had for her. I can remember in the last moments of her life, one of the most precious, precious words that I ever heard her say was, "Honey, you are love personified." Oh, I love that. I am so glad that I could show forth a spirit of love that before she went to be with the Lord, she knew of my great love for her. We are to follow the example that Paul gives to the church at Ephesus and the husbands across the ages that have read these words. As Christ loved the church and sacrificed himself for her, we are to love our wives in the same way. Actually, we might even carry that a step further and say that we are to love others around us in that way. not selfishly looking for things that will satisfy us, but by giving ourselves in order that we might sanctify and cleanse those around us with the washing of water through and by the Word of God. And the only way we can do that is to spend time in the Word of God and then share it with others. Heavenly Father, I pray that we might love as you have loved us, that we might show the world what true love really is, and whatever the sacrifice might be, I pray that we might be willing to make that sacrifice in order that people might see the true example of Jesus living in and through us. And I pray this in the name of our Savior and Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Blessings, dear hearts. Walk with God today and be a blessing. This is Pastor Cecil.